So the first couple weeks of Advent, we've been looking at the situation of which the prophets were speaking at the first coming. And it's a lot like our days. I mean, times change, but things really don't. They do and they don't. People struggle, people suffer. There's wars, there's trials and tribulations of all sorts. There's confusion, there's scandal, there's all kinds of mismanagement on various levels of government and whatnot. I think we all can relate to a lot of that. Things don't really change that much. And they don't change that much because it's a fallen world. And you and I, as part of the human family, haven't really learned yet from the past. And so instead of listening to what our ancestors went through and learning from them, we're just like the child who says, nope, I got to make a mistake on my own before I believe it. And so here we are. We continue to perpetuate the same old stuff. And what this weekend is all about for us in the church is that our hope is in God. Now that may sound very basic to you, but there's religions, Christian religions, professed Christian religions, that are not about God. They're all about community. And the hope is in the community. So that when I'm struggling, the community helps me out. Great, yeah, that's true. When I need support or encouragement, it's the community I go to. And then when it comes to what we believe, it's the community that decides. There's other religions too, which we know in our world, where God is so out there and so untouchable, you'd think he never gave any revelation at all. And so it's just God all alone. And we're left to find him, and then it's we're all alone with him. And it's a very exclusive union between me and God. And God just speaks to my heart, and there's nothing general. Those are, of course, the two extremes, because the Catholic Church would really be in the middle. We are about community, but that's a product of our relationship with God, because the God that we serve has made himself known, and he's made himself known as mercy. And he's come to us to ask us to repent and to turn to him so that we can experience his mercy. If the community is our focus, then our belief system is really nothing. It changes with the wind. And it's whatever the popular majority would vote. So really, it's not about God. God is now made in our image and likeness. We can fashion him to say what we want him to say. A puppet regime. The other direction, of course, is almost identical. It's just me and Jesus all alone, and no one can tell me that it's not true because he hasn't really revealed himself to anyone else. So I know what he's saying, and you know maybe what he's saying to you, but we're all separate individuals going our own way. And then you and I stand right here. No, God has laid out a plan for his people. And if only we would listen and follow, we'd be the happiest of people. We'd be able to really rejoice as we're called to this weekend. Because our hope cannot be in people. You will fail me, and I will fail you. Not because I want to, and not because you want to, but because we're both creatures. By definition of creature, we're incapable of giving the ultimate. And that's the only thing that's going to satisfy us is the ultimate, because that's the image and likeness that we were created in, the ultimate. And so as long as we are away from him, the ultimate, the Trinity, we're longing, we're hungry, we're at war, we're divided, we're in competition. We're seeing each other not as brother and sister, but either as pawns or objects to be used and manipulated. This weekend, John the Baptist reminds us, and who are you? They keep wanting to know from him. Identify yourself. I'm not the one, he says. Each time, I'm not the one. I'm at the service of him. That must be you and I's refrain in today's world too. I'm not the one, you're not the one. But he is, and he has made himself known to us, and the church holds this revelation. In the midst of our brokenness, the church holds this, not because we're great, but because God is great. And God works through us, as he promised. Not because of any merit of ours or anything that we've done, but simply because God is merciful and has revealed himself. The only thing he wants is union with us. But every time you and I sin, we're stepping out of that union. And like a parent whose child leaves the home and says, I'm removing my last name. God's devastated when we do that. I'm no longer part of you. Breaks his heart. So today we come to refocus and say, all right, we're waiting for the promise, which we've been hearing the last couple weeks, because we find ourselves in a very murky situation, a very painful situation, and at times a very dark situation. How do we get out? The prophet tells us someone's going to come and deliver us. We look around. Historically, we try the government. Whatever phase that would take, whether it be of Senates and the Roman Empire, or whether it be the American's democracy, that's not going to fix the problem. Our hope cannot be in that. Our problem is not political. Our problem is spiritual. And it is, as long as you and I are away from God, there's going to be problems. But the more and more we can grow closer to him and unite ourselves with his divine plan, then we're going to see a change. Our hope is not in the government. Our hope is not in our leadership, whether that be of the local level, the state level, the home. Parents are not the answer. Let me tell you, you're not the answer. You're part of the problem. Kids are not the answer. Pastor's not the answer. The answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we all know this, don't we? We have to follow it. That's the hard part. We do know it. We know he comes to grant mercy. And mercy does not say, yeah, go ahead and live the way you want to live. That's not mercy. Mercy is, this is how you were created. And you will flourish if you live this way. If you don't live this way, you're going to make it, but you're going to break down eventually because you weren't made for that, whatever that could be. You weren't made to gossip. You weren't made to lie. You weren't made to cheat or to steal. You weren't made for that. And as long as we do that, we're hurting ourselves. We're still alive, we're still getting along, we're still all friends, aren't we? Sure. But it's not what God wants of us. It's not the deep and profound, lasting, sustaining relationship of what he calls us to. So this week we come to listen to John again. He's not the one. He is simply the one who points to the one, which is our call today. To rejoice, we don't have to carry the burden. This is good news. We're not the answer. You don't have to carry the world's problems on your shoulders. You can't fix it. You can be part of the solution. We can be part of the solution by turning to him and uniting in Him, we become a community which supports and encourages and helps each other to help each other reform, to repent, and to go in the right direction. Together, the Lord brings healing. Together, the Lord makes Himself known in our midst. Together, He feeds us, as He will this evening. So as we go through our week in preparation for the great feast of the Incarnation, it's not about you and it's not about me. It's not about our world. It's about the ultimate love of God, unconditional, surpassing all understanding, that pursues His children to death.